1-800-238-3838 or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Chronic low back pain takes a toll on almost every aspect of a person's life. 2 in 5 pain sufferers experience such severe pain that they are unable to work, and 3 in 5 are unable to engage in routine activities of daily living. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has side-swing convection wall ovens, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. As always, at Appliance Discounters, you'll get these appliances at the lowest price, and for a limited time, receive 10% back with a purchase of 3 or more select Bosch appliances. Shop any of our 6 locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Build your morning with a delicious breakfast sandwich from Subway. It comes with your choice of eggs or egg whites, cheese, fresh veggies, proteins like hearty steak, and even jalapenos.
Hi, this is John Shea. Come out and see me and Jim McMillan as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from 11 to 1 at Hallmark Stone this Saturday. Save up to 50% on granite remnants. All the proceeds from this sale benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids Charities. They're located off I-44 at Soccer Park Exit. See their website at hallmarkstone.com for information and directions. We hope to see you there Saturday at the Granite Remnant Sale at Hallmark Stone in Fenton.
In your car and your underwear.
Some people drive in their underwear.
We both join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
party meat and soda crackers.
So can you send up? We're about to get in.
Good afternoon and welcome to the April 25th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, my dental home for 43 years. Corner Ballast and Clayton Roads. A lot of dentist commercials on the air. I hear them. I see them on television. You know my reaction? That's my reaction, because a lot of them are just trying to sound like Ballast Dental Care. They're not Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is one of a kind. And I will tell you, tell you, I'll give you a couple of reasons to make an appointment. How about that? But first, at the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be a good idea to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Oh, my goodness. We're not even going to begin to give you his resume. It takes too long. He is down. Dan Strauss, he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Well, it's going pretty well, but Peon and I went to the bathroom earlier, somebody destroyed it in there. Holy moly.
No. Is our former controller back working here again?
I don't think so. But
I don't think
because he was known as the clogger.
Yes, I know, but this person should consider seeing the doctor.
Yes, they're dying from the inside out.
Hi, everybody.
We've got that commercial we play where they talk about that toxic waste.
Yes.
They've deeply got it. Rooted.
That's deeply what it rooted. Was.
We wish you would keep it deeply rooted and not deposit it in our bathroom. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yes.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. That's a rumor.
What?
No, it's a rumor. Oh, rat boy about Prince's death. He's now says that he's heard or read or maybe made it up. I don't know. That he died from an overdose.
Overdose of what?
Cheese.
Oh, no, no. I don't think so.
Hey, I don't know if that's possible.
I think he ate a lot of cheese. He looked like a big cheese eater to me. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and All-Boy Orchestra. We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I have talked about Ballast Dental Care for at least 15 years. I've gone there for 43 years. The message is the same, and I'm going to keep hammering away at it because apparently it works. Every week, there are other listeners who make the call to Ballast Dental Care. And thank you for, when you do call, for saying, yes, I need to make my very first appointment with you. I'm AM in the PM. You know what happens when you say that? They make a little mark. It's a special secret mark. And it lets them know this patient is very special. Now, we don't like to, you know, look, everybody gets great treatment at Ballast Dental Care, but the truth is you got to feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM. They'll never know what it's like to get that red carpet type AM and the PM treatment. It's just a little something extra because when you sit down in the chair, they know they're going to have to answer to us if you're not ecstatic, if you're not 100% happy. They don't want to tangle with this show. We watch out for our people, and so do they. So tell them you're AM and the PM. And, you know, you may feel compelled to go into some store. I feel bad. I haven't been to the dentist. You know what? Save it. Just make the appointment. It's good to give them a little history, but they'll take care of you. And they have seen, I say this over and over and over, whatever your situation is, you say, well, I haven't been to the dentist in 20 years. They've seen that before. So for however embarrassed you might be, forget about it. Forget about it. You don't need to be. They've seen worse. They want to move forward. You should want to move forward. Forget what you didn't do with your teeth, who you didn't see, what you didn't get taken care of. Let's just, from this point on, get your smile right, your teeth right, your gums right. And these are the people to do it. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Make that appointment. I'm going to give you the website. All the information is there. Make it. And after your first visit, in fact, 10 minutes into your first visit, you're going to know you found the dentist and the dental clinic that you didn't think existed. And you're going to look forward to your next appointment. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com. An update on the May 21st Saturday evening trivia night for Window World, where the proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Done some shuffling of donations. We had a gentleman from Illinois, Paul, who had made a bid to sit at the table with Peon and Dan and their women, but he is now taken that and moved it over to Dinner at Annie Gunn's. So here's where we are.
Bruce, could I get a timpani? This is kind of like a tote board thing, you know, where... Yeah, there you go. All right, here's where we are with the St. Jude. That's enough, thank you. He loves the timpani. A $2,500 bid for dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's.
Wow.
Well, we've had more. We've gotten more.
And Dan, who was the first caller, Jeff or Jim, with $600?
Let me find it here.
Oh my goodness!
No, I didn't have it right here.
It's embarrassing. See, most producers, would you agree, Peon? When you start talking about, oh my goodness, he's talking about trivia night. Let me get my information.
Grab the tote board.
Yeah, let me grab my latest info, my notes.
Jeff.
So Jeff, you are at this point our only bidder. Because the other bidder shuffled it all over to Annie Gunn's. So you're only bidder at $600 for a seat with you and a guest, your wife, whatever. And there's room there for two couples. So you're the current high bidder at $600. Those seats for two couples at that table will go to the two highest bidders. And right now we have one, and that's Jeff. But that's okay, because we've got $2,500 on the other side. So we have $2,500 plus $600. That's for a total of $2,500 and $600. Where's my music for?
There it is. Yeah, it's hard to think.
Edit out the pause.
Okay.
It's hard.
Let's stop it. Stop it right now. Let's do it over. Edit all that out. Well, we have $2,500 and $600 for a total of.
I got this wrong last time, so I don't know. I'm the one to...
No, I don't think you did.
$2,500 and $600.
$18,000.
$18,000, yeah.
Good.
Seriously, if you would like to make a bid, it's a fun night to the Window World Trivia Night. I have to be in Kansas City. I can't be there. But Peon will take good care of you. So will Dan. So will their chicks. So will Window World. A lot of fun. Room for two couples. Two highest bidders. We're at $600. For one bid. And if you want to do the dinner, I've gotten as much as $6,000 from a gentleman for Singles Men's Group Against Cancer who never even accepted the dinner. He said, I just want you to take the money, and I don't want the dinner, because he felt like it wasn't 100% charity, but it is. Because Tom Sainert at Annie Gunn's doesn't charge a nickel for that meal. It's pure charity. So, if you want to top the $2,500, it's as easy as emailing me or calling Dan here at the station. My email address is an easy one. It's frankopinion@yahoo.com. I read every day, every email. Sometimes I read email twice. I know people that read email all the time. Peon, you have one of those alerts that goes off when you get an email on your phone or something. I don't do that.
Yes, a notification, not an audible alert.
It drives me nuts, because I would get ding, 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 it'd be going off all the time. So I check email in the morning, late morning, and then usually one other time. But if you want to email me and make a legitimate offer, meaning I need your phone number to verify it, we're at $2,500 for Annie Gunn's. A night that works out for you. You, a guest, me, my wife. Never had anybody who didn't think it was worth it, and it's worth it because all the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Not going to pretend to be a sports guy or know anything about hockey, but I do know this is a big, big night tonight for the St. Louis Blues.
Yep.
They have to win it, or they're out.
I think it's a big night for the coach, Ken Hitchcock, because I think if the Blues lose tonight, he's gone.
He's on the fence.
Yes, because it'll be the... fourth year in a row?
Yeah.
Four or five that they've lost in the first round in the playoffs.
I hope they win. For him, for Dan, because we got to work with Dan tomorrow.
I know.
If they lose...
Oh, there's a lot of people.
Peon and I don't want to be in the room with him.
Tim Weiland will be upset. Tim Weiland's a huge
hockey fan.
Yeah,
we'll have an upset traffic reporter, an upset producer.
Yeah.
We don't need that, so go Blues. This is ridiculous to me, but it actually... is what the newscaster said on a network newscast. This horrible shooting in Ohio, where all with the same last name. Isn't this the weirdest
thing? I saw that.
Two different families, one family, two locations. Somebody went in and killed eight family members. He shot most of them in their sleep.
Yeah.
So they said there's absolutely...
they're convinced there's no suicide involved. In other words, I'll kill everybody, then I'll kill myself. No, it's all murder. But then they said that they're looking for who's responsible, and they do know this, that whoever did it is considered armed and dangerous.
I saw that.
Well, no kidding.
I know.
What are they doing? That's not even needed. You don't even need to say that.
No.
I mean, why don't you just preface it with, well, I know a lot of people of you are thinking, well, if I encounter this guy, should I just be nice to him and take him for a cup of coffee? No.
Yeah, no, I heard dangerous. It was like three or four locations.
Well, it may have
a couple of them were in like a mile or so, and then there was one 8 miles away, and then they found marijuana grow sites at each location, so they don't know if that's connected at all.
Well, they said it's commercial level growth.
Yes, not just personal use.
And I think the only reason they might have mentioned that is they think maybe
there might be a connection.
It might be connected. So, and I didn't know it was more than two locations. I knew it wasn't one, but they said it was absolutely premeditated. They knew exactly where to go when.
While they were sleeping.
When they were vulnerable.
One of the girls had her four-day-old newborn right next to her in bed, and they killed her
survived.
While she was sleeping. The baby survived,
The baby survived.
But,
horrible. Armed and dangerous. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to watch this movie, but I watched it. What is this, Monday? I watched it Saturday night. It was better than the other two times I'd watched it. Indecent Proposal. Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore, Robert Redford.
Oh, Demi Moore.
What a movie. Oh, my goodness, she's smoking hot. Yeah. I still say, if I had to pick over the last 30 years who I think is the most smoking hot actress, it might be Demi Moore. Disclosure with Michael Douglas. The single hottest 6 minutes in any movie that wasn't X-rated, where he's in her office and she's his boss. That's all I'm going to tell you. Disclosure. But Indecent Proposal was a really good movie. And that's about the last time Redford really looked good. You know, you've seen
him. Oh,
he,
right.
He
yeah.
fell apart. And you know what? I'm so glad he turned ugly. It's not fair for a guy to be that good looking and
all of
still
his life.
Be
yeah.
good looking.
No, yeah.
You should turn ugly.
I saw an article the other day about the movie Basic Instinct and the most famous scene, of course, in that movie where Sharon Stone uncrosses her legs. But I heard the director, she had underwear on, and the director told her to take it off because it was casting a shadow or something.
Sure it was.
And she did not find out that they used that, because he told her, oh, you can't see anything. And she didn't find out till like the screening of the movie that you could see her private parts in the scene. And I think she was mad at first, but then he talked her out of it, saying it was needed for the for the role, of course.
Sure.
And I thought that was interesting.
Don't you have to be pretty quick to actually see anything? I mean, it's pretty fast.
Yes.
You gotta know what you're looking for there. That's the beautiful thing about DVR. You can freeze. In the old days, whoop, missed it. Prince, I saw, look, I know he was a very talented guy, but like Michael Jackson, he was a screwed up guy, too. He was weird.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with him. Do you know his thinking about the contrails in the sky? Have you heard him talk about this? This is not a joke. He believed this. He believed that when you look up and you see these contrails from jets, the ones that kind of spread out and get puffy and wide, those are chemicals the government is spraying in the air to alter our personalities.
Really?
Yeah, Prince was nuts. And here's the other thing. I told you immediately, stay tuned. This is not about the flu. Okay? It's just, and again, I say stay tuned. When the truth comes out, I don't think this is about the flu.
I saw a funny line online about it, and they said, Prince is the only man who could steal all your girlfriend's clothes and then steal your girlfriend. Because he had that look about, I mean, every story I heard about him, everywhere he went, the hottest women would just flock to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had that air about him where he would walk in a room and just women would go crazy.
I don't get it.
But dressing the way he did.
He's 5'2".
Yeah.
Now, most of those hot women, if he weren't Prince, if he were just a guy with a pencil-thin mustache who dressed in fluffy, lacy, ruffled shirts And was that short, they wouldn't give him the time of day. But he's Prince. He's got a lot of money, and you get to meet famous people if you hang around him. That's why I say we should have been in the movies or the music business. Ladies, I've talked about this before. This just happened again to me yesterday, and you have to knock this off, ladies. I opened the door for a woman yesterday. Not only did she not thank me, she gave me that I'm going to call the police look. Like, no, I'm not kidding. Like I'm a rapist or something. Knock that off, okay?
Oh.
I don't care how much of a feminist you are. Could you just say thank you? I don't need the dagger stares. Like, you think I'm a pervert. I'm going to follow you to your car. I'm not. I just opened the door for you. Man, I hate that. What else? You know who Calvin Harris is?
Calvin Harris.
That is somebody's real name, right?
No, it's a fake name, but it's a name everybody knows him by. He's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Really?
Oh, no. I was thinking of something else.
Check this. He's a DJ, not a radio DJ, a guy that does the...
Oh, DJ.
The record.
That, oh, yeah. Out of
last
clubs?
Last year, he made $60 million.
What?
No.
DJing?
Yes, DJing and mixing music, and then he recorded some of the mixes, dance mixes.
Oh.
He and Taylor Swift... Let me find this article here. It's
a great article.
He and Taylor Swift... What did I do with this? Are really a hotter couple financially than Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they brought in the most income, and $60 million of it was from Calvin Harris's income.
Wow.
Private jet. He was at Coachella.
Wow.
And he gets a ton of money for just... He brings his stuff in, and he's... And let's party. He starts to... Let me ask somebody a question, and maybe you answer this. When they do the turntable...
Yes.
Can you do it with just any record? It shouldn't matter, should it? What
well,
the song
well,
I'm
now,
confused a lot about that. How that works.
Well,
I'm
now
not
the,
sure.
Yeah, now the DJ equipment is... It's not even a record on there. It's...
A laptop hooked up with, like...
And it looks like these little...
Simulate.
Yeah, well, then they have just... turntables, but sometimes they're not regular. You know, you can still do the mixing with them, but they're not album turntables.
Yeah, it's a tiny
all the music's
turntable.
In the laptop,
so you can go with the.
Apparently, there are some people really good at it, and these people like the sound of it. I'm just not a dance, I don't know, mix, disco, whatever kind of person. But this guy makes a fortune.
That's crazy.
And he's put out some. How do you put out records of mixing other people's? I don't know. Legally, I don't know. But he's making a fortune. Calvin Harris, and he's got Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
For goodness sake, she's doing something right. And real quickly, here's another thing we have to stop with regard to the police. One of the network news outlets, I heard this morning, came on TV. I was walking through the room, and here's what they said. They said, three teens drive stolen car into the lake and drown. Were the police negligent?
Yeah.
Now, come on, people. You got three kids, stole a car, lost control, went in the lake and drowned, and your first question is, were the police negligent?
Yeah, nothing
about... We got to stop this.
Nothing about the kids stealing a car, nothing about anything like that.
We have
doing
to stop
anything
this.
Wrong.
Thank a cop today. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Stupid joke, but a good blonde joke. Two blondes, friends, are walking out in the country, way out in the country. And one of the blondes stops and says to her blonde friend, she says, hey, look at that. What do you think that is? She said, well, there's some kind of tracks. She goes, yeah, I think they're tiger tracks. And her other blonde friend said, are there tigers in Missouri? The first girl says, I don't know. Maybe they are. They say there are bears here now and big mountain lions and stuff. Maybe we got tigers. That looks like tiger tracks. And her friend says, no, those aren't tiger tracks. Those are bear tracks. She says, no, I don't think so. They don't look like... I've seen bear tracks in the movies, and they don't look like... Are they deer tracks? She goes, no, they're too big for deer tracks. They could be elephant tracks. She goes, elephant tracks? We don't have elephants in Missouri, I don't think. And they keep going through all of what these tracks could be, and as they continue to argue about what kind of tracks they are, they got run over and killed by a train.
All right. Friday, we're going to check traffic and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, if they lose tonight, yeah, I guess you and I will be kind of ticked off.
Yes, we will.
You guys will have to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. That's what McGraw was saying today, too.
At least I have some blood pressure medication. Do you?
Liquor?
There we go.
That's about it.
There we go.
All right. Hey, you know what? There is no change on the accident. On east, well, there is change. They've got flatbed trucks on the scene now, but eastbound 70, just before the Blanchet Bridge, you had two left lanes that are open now. And you were just backed up to Highway 94, but now there's another accident westbound 70 just before Highway 270 that was blocking the left lane, and you go back all the way to Highway 170 there. Eastbound 270 and 367, they're trying to wrap that accident up. Only the right lane was getting through it the last time I checked it, and you were backed all the way to McDonald, and that's also causing northbound 170 drivers. You are jamming up from Natural Bridge all the way up through Highway 270. Dunn Road's going to be a mess because people bailing off. We have southbound 270 traffic. It is stop and go from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. You've got eastbound 40 drivers jamming up from Boyle all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS. Bungie North America Incorporated in St. Louis, Missouri seeks a full-time rail pricing economist to engage with BNA's business units and railroads for food and ingredient transportation related to BNA business in Canada and North America to drive and lead a transportation strategy that is consistent with immediate, medium, and long-term requirements for Bungie's North American operations, conduct in-depth analysis, and manage administration of all tariff and non-tariff rail rates to monitor spread integrities to ensure the company's competitiveness against other market players and potentially adverse transportation modes. Specific duties include engaging and maintaining constant dialogue with the business units to ensure a mutual, comprehensive understanding of market flows, supply and demands, forecasts and projections within both the agribusiness and rail transportation, leading and driving a pricing strategy aligned with the requirements of the business units and BNA's division, identifying leverage opportunities regarding BNA's asset locations, current commodity positions, and forecasted freight demand, developing pricing strategies in conjunction with BNA product line teams based on our global research grids, incorporating cross-business unit freight volumes to minimize freight costs, identifying cross-division synergies as potential leverage points, and promoting and maintaining timely communication with business units and all stakeholders regarding relevant railroad topics. Position requires a minimum of a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics, business, agribusiness, or a closely related field, and 5 years of progressive experience as an economist, business analyst, or related position. Experience to include handling various commodity flows pertaining to rail movement across North America, including Canada, evaluating railroad capacity constraints and pricing mechanisms, including tariffs, fuel surcharges, accessorial and demurrage, conducting business analysis regarding strategic railroads in North America, and experience to include 3 years of experience with analyzing and developing market strategies in the transportation industry. Apply online at www.bungienorthamerica.com/careers. Requisition code 16-3085.
This is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc. I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
The robots.
It's the first robotics championship, April 27th through the 30th at 3 downtown St. Louis locations. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 from all over the world meet on special playing fields to decide who's got the top bot. There's lots of fun for the whole family. And best of all, it's free. Meet the teams, see amazing science displays, and experience hands-on tech fun. April 27th through the 30th. Find your way there at firstchampionship.org. That's firstchampionship.org.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Partner.
Pride, bravery, patriotism, Eagles. Think we're talking about America? Think again. We're talking about Mexico and America. This Cinco de Mayo, stock up on Bud Light and celebrate all the good stuff we have in common. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here. I invite you to join me on Thursday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be on location at the Diamond Family at the Lafayette Center in Deerbergs Plaza. On display, $3 million worth of celebrity-owned estate jewelry. All right there, once owned by Elvis, Dean Martin, John Wayne, all for you to look at and buy to add to your collection. Come out and see me Thursday, April 28th at the Diamond Family, the fine jewelry store that treats you like family. For details, go to thediamondfam.com.
This is Monique.
And this is Sarah.
And we're from Soul School.
People ask us all the time, what is Soul School?
And there are many ways we can answer this, so here it is.
Soul School explores five key elements of well-being that are essential to most people. Career, social, financial, physical, and community well-being.
And Soul School shares ideas that can positively impact your journey and inspire individual growth.
Join us on Soul School every Sunday at 7 p.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
How can you save a bundle on your taxes in retirement? Learn how to avoid the most common retirement tax traps that could cost you thousands on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
But he doesn't even pronounce his words. He sounds like he's got a mouthful of fertilone when he talks. I don't understand.
Jim, your mic's on.
Jim, yeah, your mic's on.
What?
Your mic's on, Jim.
Oh, my goodness. Frank, get over here. My mic's on. I didn't even know. I didn't say his name, did I?
No.
Jim, thanks. time you go to Southern California, sometimes you just get caught with the mic on.
Yeah.
And let's face it, he's a nursery guy. He's not really a professional broadcaster. He's still learning.
Yeah.
Go to Southern California, checking with Mike Evans. That's made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And the best part of Chesterfield Valley, many will tell you, that and Amini's and First Community. A lot of good stuff in the Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. And I don't think there's anybody who doesn't really appreciate an Annie Guns or Smokehouse Market gift card. Now from Southern California, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
No getting mad. A minute or two late that we're running, but we'll speed it up and we'll get it all in. What do you have, Homer?
Pop quiz question. There's been several celebrities who started as accountants before becoming actors. Which one of these accountants became an actor? James Spader, Jason Alexander, Johnny Galecki, Ray Romano. Answer in a minute. Prince news, having danced, done splits, twists, turns, jumps. Prince had torn, strained, extended, fractured bones, tendons, muscles, joints to his legs, hips, feet, ankles, and back. Been in pain for years, lots of pain. Mm-hmm. Several surgeries. He had a double hip replacement that didn't seem to help. To deal with that, he was taking heavy pain medication, including Dilaudids, Oxycontin, and Percocets. I believe it was an accidental overdose. New York Post headline screams, purple pain.
Well,
injuries drove Prince to overdose on pills.
I said in the beginning that plane was not landed for the flu. And
exactly.
somebody got somebody to talk at a hospital there where they made that emergency landing, and they said absolutely he had OD'd, and they were able to bring him back. And then they weren't the next time. So
Coachella was cooking this weekend. The stars were out. Leonardo DiCaprio, Derek Huff, Sean White, Amber Rose, Jared Leto, Joe Jonas, Courtney, on and on. It's kind of bad, though, that for a while it was cooking because it was about 92 degrees and about a 40-50 mile an hour wind.
That's a pleasant day.
Whoa. That's a pleasant day.
Hey, do you know, I asked this earlier, do you know who Calvin Harris is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I'd never heard of the guy until 2 days ago. He makes a fortune. He made $60 million last year.
I didn't know he made that much.
Yeah. He and Taylor Swift are a bigger money couple. They're a bigger money couple together bringing in dough than Beyonce and Jay-Z or Kanye and whatever. They bring in huge money together. But, man, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
Big money.
Bumping Uglies is what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Early Oscar buzz, Tom Hanks in the biopic of the hero pilot Sully, directed by Clint Eastwood, is going to be a big movie. Money Master comes out in just a couple of weeks, starring George Clooney as a rude, crude, superstitious TV star who is kidnapped by an irate fan. Also stars Julia Roberts and is directed by Jodie Foster.
And I saw the trailer, and it looks like every other thing that George Clooney has ever done. It's George Clooney being George Clooney.
Exactly. I could not agree more. Whew. Free State of Jones stars Matthew McConaughey as a one-man Civil War deserter who gets friends behind him and gets his own army together, determined to fight for true justice. This is a true story. It's going to be a big movie. I like Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
What happened?
That was my Matthew McConaughey impression. I didn't say it was good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, who will play President Lyndon Johnson in a biopic, also going to be a big movie, expected to get some Oscar buzz.
Well, there's something I want to say.
I got a travel tip. Every once in a while, I like to help the people, homie. You know me. I'm a big-hearted guy. I like to help the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this summer, if you're traveling, and you happen to be flying on an airline that does not assign seats, follow the tallest, fattest, biggest person you can right behind them when you board, and guarantee he'll take an aisle seat. Crawl right after him and take the window seat in the same row. Now, unless that plane has every single last seat,
nobody's going to sit there.
the seat next to you and between you and the fat guy is going to be empty.
That's a great tip.
I've done it before. It works perfect.
It's a great tip.
Dayton history, Al Pacino's brother.
Are you choking? Are you choking?
No, I was going.
Hoo-ah.
76 years old today.
And looks it.
Remember, on Seinfeld when Elaine was talking to the soup Nazi. She goes, did you ever take a look at Al Pacino? Hooyah, hooyah. And soup Nazi goes, no soup for you. Come back 1 year. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
no.
I do.
And finally.
Oh.
Gotten a little short because I know our time is very tight.
Watch this masterful wrap-up.
There's been several celebrities who started as an accountant before turning into an acting career. Which of these accountants became an actor? James Spader, Jason Alexander, Johnny Galecki, Ray Romano.
I don't know who Johnny Galecki is, but all the others look like they could have been accountants.
You know who Johnny Galecki is?
No.
Big Bang Theory.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'll go Romano.
I'll say Galecki.
Oh, man. I'll say Spader.
Answer is Ray Romano.
No!
I have a say.
I like Ray Romano. He has a weird way of speaking.
He's got that voice. He kind of talks like
that. That's very good. No, that's very good. It's like a Kermit thing.
Yeah, it is.
Do it again.
Hi, what's going on? My name's Ray Romano.
Wow.
He's got that thing, and then he's got that New York type of accent.
It's like a New Yorker with a cold or something, but I like him. I like what he does.
My ears all clogged.
Courtesy. We should have never let him start that. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Have a good friend who's also a longtime advertiser. I believe 20 years before we even came here. Thompson Price. Oh, I'm sorry, Alderman Price. Almost forgot. Sunset Hills Alderman. But his primary focus, and I think will be as long as he's in the business, that's how you get in the Hall of Fame, the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame, which he's in, not a joke, will be kitchen and bath remodeling. Sons are in the business now with him, and they are perfectionists. I will just tell you they are perfectionists, because when you sit down with them, and I would actually encourage you to talk to another kitchen and bath company or two, because once you've met with all of them, you're going to be much more impressed with the folks from Thompson Price, because they're perfectionists and because they have a process and they have a system, and all of it works. And it works toward this end, the perfect kitchen or bathroom for your house and for you and your family and whoever might come in from your family down the line to use it, like older parents. They think through all that stuff. Who's left-handed that cooks in the kitchen? That kind of thing that most of these companies don't bother to think about. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side of the street. That would be left as you're headed east, right next to McAllister's Deli. That'll give you a small sample of the possibilities. So take your ideas, their ideas, and it'll be like magic. And you're going to get every dollar's worth, and for many, many, many years, you're going to stand in that kitchen or bathroom and go, this is some of the best money we ever spent. Thompson Price, make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with, or at least one of them. We don't care if you talk to other people. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meep, meep. All right, let's check traffic now.
Oh, man. Lost Don Knotts, but now we got Ray Romano.
Oh, my gosh.
We started something.
He lost Don Knotts, and he picked up Ray Romano.
Yeah.
That's
great. Here's Tim White.
All right. We're finally, let's give you some good news. They cleared the accident eastbound 70 at the Blanchet Bridge, so things should be thinned out pretty well there. They were still working. They entered on a flatbed on westbound 70 before Highway 270. The left lane was blocked. Traffic was backed up past the airport to 170. Now we're starting to see some hockey traffic coming in on eastbound 40 because things were slowing. Timberlake Manor through Mason. Some slowdowns between Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Another bad news, though, they're still working with the accident. It's been out there almost 2 hours. Now, eastbound 270 at 367. Two left lanes are blocked. You're backed up to McDonald. Now, eastbound 40 downtown here, it looks a lot better. We're at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, they had an accident. South of Manchester, they had two right lanes blocked, and you were backed up to Olive. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Introducing the new Subway carved turkey and bacon sandwich made with premium carved turkey. Subway, fresh is what they do. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weese.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Spring is here. Now's the time to try something new. Open your road with a brand new Can-Am Spyder, built for the open road, more stable than a motorcycle, and more open to the life around you. For a limited time, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $2,500 rebate on select 2015 models. Visit your local Can-Am Spyder dealer today. Offer ends April 30, 2016. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A bizarre sight at a Festus subway. What witnesses say and what Subway is saying about it tonight.
A man killed along a Jefferson County highway. How investigators believe it happened.
A big hole in a St. Louis city street. What the street department is saying about this picture making the rounds on social media.
For the first time in 16 years, the Blues are hosting a Game 7. Live team coverage from Scott Trade Center with face-off approaching.
First on Fox, a man on a scooter is killed by a hit-and-run driver in Jefferson County, but his body was not found until 15 hours later and almost a mile from the scene of the accident.
Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in Cedar Hill, where he asked the Highway Patrol to explain the delay and the distance, Paul.
Well, the victim's mangled.